Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of News Bites. I'm news anchor David James, and this is a special live report. This one's called The Visor Report. Well, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the show. I really am trying to avoid having to even do this type of a show. But the hassle, you know, this individual keeps trying to hassle me. Now, I'm not really, you know, I don't take it too personal anyway. It's just that I know who this fellow is. You know what I mean? We, you know, this person is trying to do this incognito, and we know who it is. I mean, it's obvious who it is just because they're upset that they don't want you to support me for some reason or other. Okay? It really bothers this fellow, Visor, that you support me. He claims I'm a fraud, and I think you should know about it. The reason why I'm doing this is not to, it really is kind of a waste of time in a sense, but you really should know the facts here so that you can make your own decision. Whatever you do is, you know, has nothing to do with me. I'm just letting you know so you know what's going on in the background. Now, Mr. Visor, who used to be on the Hal Turner Network, I told you that that means bad things already. Where I first heard this fellow was on Dr. Wickstrom's show. You know, Dr. Wickstrom. And he was his yes man. And when I heard this fellow, I'm saying, I can't believe that Dr. Wickstrom would have this guy on. He sounds like a homosexual. I mean, really, I'm not just saying that. I'm not saying that to, he sounds like a homosexual, period. And as I listened to the shows, you know, like back then, this was when he was replacing Pastor Bob. And Pastor Bob and Mr. Wickstrom were a great combination together, a classic combination, no doubt, many laughs. But Mr. Visor wasn't a good combination whatsoever. As a matter of fact, that it's funny that if Mr. Wickstrom knew the things I'm going to tell you about Visor, he wouldn't have had him on his show. Mr. Visor hasn't been very candid with his audience or with the people that he claims he's part of, CI. He's an agent. There's no doubt about it. He's an agent provocateur. And he's been sent to do these things just like he was sent to EFR, and I'll tell you all about it. But he would be on Mr. Wickstrom's show, and it wouldn't matter if Dr. Wickstrom said anything. It just didn't matter. Everything he said, you got the same response from the yes man. So if Dr. Wickstrom had even said something like, and of course he wouldn't, but if he had said, oh, I love the devil and the devil is truly God, Visor would have said, exactly. I was thinking the very same thing. I was thinking the very same thing, you know. That's so true. That's so true. It didn't matter what Wickstrom would say, he would just give him that same response. And I thought to myself, what kind of a fellow is this? Sounds like a queer. He's a yes man, afraid to stand up for himself as a man and speak what he really thinks. Sounds strange to me when hearing this fellow do his so-called preaching, which was very poorly done. And I mean very poorly done. I said to myself, this is a pastor? I said, wow. Something's really strange about this. So later on, Mr. Visser shows up on EFR. And he got to get on there, and he was doing his, had his little slots, and he was preaching and this and that. And all of a sudden, he began to attack us. And we said, okay, this is getting a little weird. You know, I don't know what the story is here. At one point, he even threatened us that if we played the Turner Diaries, that something would be done about it. Which, of course, that's why I'm having the Turner Diaries played on EFR every week. You see? He was vehemently against Dr. William Pierce, the teachings of Dr. William Pierce. He had claimed that he came from an Aryan nationalist background, and that he said that's not the way for us to be teaching to the people of Yahweh. Now, as we know, Dr. William Pierce is a man of great common sense, and the Jews vehemently hate Dr. William Pierce. Even in his death, they still hate him. And for that very reason alone, that they have gone out of their way to kick his teachings off of YouTube. I mean, I had a lot of problems putting up his teachings. And a lot of people have. And yet you can still see his teachings on YouTube. I don't know how it happens, or but I guess Visser hasn't seen it yet, so he hasn't got them off there yet. Now, he wanted to get William Pierce off of EFR, which is really the reason why I believe one of the reasons he was sent there, to cause trouble and to get William Pierce off. And of course, when I found out he wanted to get William Pierce off, of course, we just kept playing it for sure. In other words, obviously something's wrong here. Somebody wants Dr. William Pierce not to go out to Europe. And Mr. Visser is one of them. And like I said, he threatened us if we played the Turner Diaries with threats. Now, he also caused a lot of problems, like by attacking Pastor Steve and myself. And he thought that Eli would just back him up implicitly. This is, you know, I never wanted to discuss these things, but now that he's stepped further over the line, and he keeps stepping over the line, I think it's time for you to know about him, okay? Now, he said he would attack Steve and he would attack me. And we had had a meeting on what we should do. And he heard we had a meeting, and he said how evil we were for having a meeting. Now, that's what the brethren are supposed to do. And I knew that this guy was a rat from the beginning. And I just said, well, why don't we just see what he does? And so we waited a little further, and the attacks kept coming, and the attacks kept coming. Pretty soon he told Pastor Steve and myself that we couldn't be teachers because we weren't married. And a priest must be married. And on it went. And finally, Yahweh had had enough of it. And I know that I've seen him kick people out. And that Visser was kicked out. Yahweh removed him because he wasn't legitimate. Now, at the time, I didn't know these other things about Visser. I didn't know that he was a troll for a long, long, long time on the internet, in the background, aggravating the people of CI under pseudonyms. And he was aggravating Andrew Carrington Hitchcock back in 2008 and causing split-ups with people, the people of Yahweh, and so on and so forth. And I'm sure there's much more to the story than I am telling you as well. But I do know this, that he was taken to court for being a racist, you know, something to do with his so-called wife. And they claimed he was a racist, and he claimed in this court, he said, "I'm not even white. I'm a Cherokee." Okay, so number one, while he's telling us we're not qualified to speak Yahweh's, to speak for Yahweh or to be in the priesthood, so to speak, he certainly isn't qualified. Now imagine he's got Dr. Wickstrom fooled, and he's got a lot of CI fooled. Of course, a lot of people just don't, they ignore him anyway. They say, who? But this is something I found out later. So, you know, basically this guy is still trolling. He would get in the EFR chat rooms under other names and cause trouble. And while he was doing it, he would say that Pastor Steve and I were trying to split up people and trying to cause dissent with amongst the brethren, which is very humorous because that's a very Jewish thing to do. Now, he had accused me of copying his sermons or something, and I've probably only listened to two or three of his sermons in total, because listening to him teach makes one want to yak up or vomit like a dog, you know what I mean? It's like, I'm serious. It just doesn't work, that's all. And so, of course, that's not right. You know that. You people know that have listened to me from the beginning, or people that have joined in, you know that I'm legitimate. And Yahweh knows I'm legitimate too, because I'll tell you something right now. If I wasn't, just like he took Visor right off there, I'd be taken off immediately too. I don't know what kind of people are in this world. I just can't imagine. But obviously, this fellow has been masquerading for quite some time. He had Dr. Wickstrom fooled. But I think that what happened is, the reason why he hasn't inherited the ministry of Dr. Wickstrom is because I believe they had it out before Dr. Wickstrom's death. I'm not sure about that, but it sure seemed that way, because all of a sudden he disappeared off Wickstrom's shows. And Wickstrom still had his shows on, but he didn't have Visser on anymore. So I'm not sure exactly what transpired there. But so this goes on, and this guy's attacking Pastor Steve left and right. I mean, who does? Right now, Pastor Steve is doing more at EFR than anybody else. I was in that position at one point until I had to move and this and that. And I'm still helping out. I'm still doing a good amount. But Pastor Steve is the number one. He's helping out. He's doing lots of things. He's doing a wonderful work with the scriptures, et cetera, et cetera. And this Visor, which, you know, is an illegitimate, he doesn't belong in CI. He doesn't belong in the kingdom, and he won't be in the kingdom. He's not a white man. So he's been sent from somebody, and you know who that must be, to attack and to cause trouble. So he was ejected out of EFR. And ever since, he's been trying to cause trouble in every way he possibly can. Now, I happen to believe that it's very possible that the reason why our YouTube channels have been knocked down is from people like Visser. And I don't think he's alone in it either. See, I don't believe it was Jews that knocked down our channels. I believe it was these people. And Visser was very upset all the time about, he said, he accused me of stealing his donations from people that were in his flock, so to speak. Like as if I was out there saying, hey, come donate to me and leave Visser alone. I had nothing. I said nothing of the sort. But he's very upset and would make it clear over and over and over and over again that he was upset that people were contributing to my work. And the workman is worth his hire. Now, he began to show up on my website because I can tell what cities are on my website and what states, et cetera, et cetera. And I knew that he was on there two and three times a week. And he was on my Facebook account, although I had closed my Facebook account and I opened it for some reason to send something. And there he is. He's all over the thing. So I just closed it right back down again. Not that there's anything to hide. I just hate Facebook. I really don't want, I don't even want anything to do with it. I have Twitter and Google Plus, and that's it. And I don't even care about them that much. So I never really was a Facebook fellow anyway. But this guy is showing up everywhere. I mean, he's obsessed with me. He was obsessed with Pastor Steve, too, and he's kind of let off him as far as I know. But right now, he's obsessed with me. But the reason I'm doing this recording is because of the dastardly deed that he did in the name of somebody else. And yes, I confirmed he was on the site that day. And when I tell you this, you're going to be surprised because, you see, I know that the fellow that he wrote this name down, I'm not positive, but somebody asked me one time, they said, what do you think about Ray Bunzo? And I says, I've heard a couple of his teachings or something like, I forget how exactly how I answered it, but I've heard a couple of his teachings, and he seems like a mild-mannered fellow. And I don't have any bad opinion about him or anything. I don't really have anything to say about him. So, and I still don't. But Visser went on my site and through my contact, he sent a message in Ray Bunzo's name. But you see, the problem with people like Visser is they don't understand what they're dealing with. You're dealing with people that have a brain. I'm not trying to tell you how smart I am. I just, in other words, this is the same MO from, he doesn't realize that we can tell it's him by the stupid things he says and by the reasons he's complaining. He's complaining about donations. Ray Bunzo has nothing to do with any of that. Ray Bunzo, I believe, has so much more class than that. I don't really, you know, say if he was a great teacher or not or anything like that. I just said he was a teacher. And I think he's taken over for Mr. Wickstrom. I think that's how it was designed. And I don't think it's going to go that far because Dr. Wickstrom, though I, you know, he's quite a character, let's just put it that way. But he was also from the Hal Turner Network. And there's lots about that situation that we will not discuss. But when I got this and I saw that he tried to do this in an innocent man's name, I said, that's enough. That's enough. It needs to be told. So according to his own self, he is not white. What is he doing in CIE teaching? What is he doing here in, you know, I don't even really claim I'm CIE, but a lot of people like what I teach, and it's right in line with CIE. I really never wanted to identify with any, well, it's not even a religion, but I don't really want to identify with any organization or anything like that. I just want to identify with the ever-living God, Yahweh himself. I don't need a label like the Jews need to label people. The only reason for the label is so that they can demonize the label and so that they can associate the label with other things that would demonize the label. Like Pastor Visser, so-called pastor. He's no pastor. He's not qualified to be a pastor. He's not qualified racially. He's not qualified spiritually. And he's certainly not qualified by his doings. In other words, his sermons are very lacking. So he's not qualified in any form or fashion. But he is qualified as a troll because he's been doing this for years and years and years. And I'm sure that there's people out here that would tell you the stories of what this Visser character, I call him Whizzer. You know how you take a Whizzer? Because he's a real pisser. You know what I'm saying? So other people call him the hisser, like a snake. Visser. That's what he sounds like when he sounds like a homosexual with his S's. And so on and so forth. So basically he's been doing this for years. He's been splitting people up. He's been causing arguments, dissension among the brethren. But what do these non-whites do? This is what they do. And then he's upset because I'm a legitimate teacher and because Steve's a legitimate teacher. And we are reaching people. And people know the value of our work ethic. And they support our work, some people. Not enough people, but I don't want to get into that. You know what I mean? There are people out there that are kind and loving. And they know when they're being taught right and when they're being treated right. And that's why they're supporting our work. The work that Steve is doing is phenomenal. There's no work like that in the whole world being done. Do you realize that? And praise be to the Father Yahweh. It's to his glory, not to Steve's glory. Yahweh enabled this whole thing to happen. And in my case, Yahweh enabled me to be able to teach you the things that I teach you. I call myself the teacher. And the reason is because that's what I am here to do. I'm here to teach you. I'm here to admonish you. I'm here to build you up. I'm here to bring you together. I'm here to give you confidence to stand up on your two feet and put your armor on, the whole armor of Yahweh. I'm here to embolden you. I'm here to love you, to pray for you. And to give you all the means that you need to be successful and to become an overcomer in the kingdom of Yahweh. Because only overcomers are going to make it through. Now, there are people that are upset about what I do, and I don't have time for stupid shows like this. It's a waste of time in one sense, but then again, it has to be told. It has to be told because you have to know what's going on in the background. And you could say, well, how do you know it? I know it. I'm 100% positive it's him. 100%. Either you trust me on that or you don't. This guy's been doing this for a lot longer than I've ever even known his name. He's been doing this for years. 2008 he was doing this. And I'm sure if there are people out there that know about this character and where it has come, where it has been in the past, where its tracks have been, I'm sure that it would be able to they would be able to testify this MO to be correct. There has been no other man or woman that has written me and said that they were upset about me receiving donations or asking for the fathers, asking for help. You know, it's funny that Dr. Wickstrom would say, you know, would ask for donations and say that they were appreciated the same way as I do. But he never said anything to him because he didn't have the guts. Mr. Wickstrom would have gave him a brick fist to the face. Little weasel, like this horse-faced weasel. A friend of mine said, why don't we just go down and pay him a little visit down there in Georgia? Why don't we just go down there? But I figure Yahweh had to take somebody out recently, as you know who I'm talking about, because he was causing trouble with the brethren. And this fellow will be taken out as well. I don't have to do anything. I don't have to go do anything. I'm not supposed to be doing that kind of stuff. And so this is a train wreck that you're watching. See, this fellow's feet are swift to evil. You know, when you think about it, right? Let's go to the, I'm going to read this to you too, so don't worry. Because I want you to see the gravity of the situation. It's just like, it's hard to believe that this, people call this fellow a pastor, or that he even has the guts to call himself a pastor. These six things do I hate. Yay, even seven, right? Let's see if we can find this. Proverbs 6:16. Well, let's just go to six, and that's good enough. Go. Okay, let me read you Proverbs 6:16. These six things doth Yahweh hate. I took the Lord out, okay? Seven are an abomination unto him. Okay, so Yahweh hates too. While I'm on the subject, Yahweh hates. Not only does he hate Edom, and he hates Esau, but he hates these other things. I wonder if the Jews would try to make some hate laws against Yahweh. I suppose they would. So verse 16, these six things doth Yahweh hate. Yea, seven are an abomination unto him. Listen clearly, because you're going to see these things, and these things are always there. A proud look, number one. A lying tongue, number two. And hands that shed innocent blood, number three. An heart that deviseth wicked imaginations. Four. Feet that be swift in running to mischief is five. A false witness that speaketh lies, that's six. And he that soweth discord among brethren, that's seven. Now, Mr. Visser is right here in verse 19. A false witness. He's pretending he's Ray Bunzo. Now, he claimed I was a false witness when I did the funny show about Mr. Chan, Charlie Chan on Saxon's Creed. He claimed that I was bearing false witness and that I loved, the races, the other races other than the white race or something like that. Foolish, stupid things. Number one, the man that played Charlie Chan was a white man. But let's get back to Visser, a false witness. He's pretending that he is Ray Bunzo, and he's speaking lies about me. And he's sowing discord among the brethren out there in the... He was doing it in EFR. He's doing it in the guise as a troll in the on the internet, etc., etc. So these six things doth Yahweh hate, yea, seven are an abomination. That means that Visser is an abomination to him. A proud look, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood, an heart that deviseth wicked imaginations, feet that be swift in running to mischief, a false witness that speaketh lies, and he that soweth discord among the brethren. Let's take a look at the email. It says Ray Bunzo. And it says it's from Ray Bunzo. And he wrote, David James sucks, C-O-C-K, at EFR Fags. Now, I'm sure you're getting a kick out of that, right? Is this funny, though, really? Is it? I mean, you know, like, I can take a joke, too, you know what I mean? But you, what you're dealing with is he's using somebody else's name. He's bearing false witness. Subject, you're so laughable and fake. Now, we know that he's fake, don't we? Right, don't we? He's a Cherokee, he's not white, he admitted that. When they pushed him to the wall about being a racist, he says, I'm not a racist because I'm not white. So the message body says, you're a joke. From your whack, and he spelt it wrong too, Photoshops to your nonstop begging for kike money, face it. See, right away he gave himself away. Begging for kike money. You see, this was one of the things he kept on saying over and over and over to me on the EFR chat thing. I mean, the EFR Skype, and also in troll mails. Your homelessness, I don't know where he got that from, is because you're cursed of Yahweh and Eli James, quote unquote, you see what he's saying there, won't be there to buy you out like a prostitute next time. Jew boy. He's calling me a Jew. Now that's ridiculous. That's a lie, right? So back to Proverbs. A false witness that speaketh lies. He's pretending he's Ray Bunzo, and he says, I'm a Jew, which is a lie. Do you understand? Okay, then it says, now he's trying to tell people what we should do and what we shouldn't do. This is the same MO as, again, where he told us that if we played the Turner Diaries, but this is a little different. Now listen to this. Cease and desist as you violate Yahweh's law in speaking, or you'll join your bastard kin in hell sooner than you think, little bitch. Now he's used that word, that term, little bitch, before, but now listen, he's not qualified. He's a Cherokee. He's not white, so he better cease and desist because he violates Yahweh's law in speaking. Now, I wonder if this is a threat too. I wonder if little Mr. Visser, the horse-faced weasel, he says, you better stop, you cease and desist as you violate Yahweh's law in speaking, or you'll join your bastard kin in hell sooner than you think. See? See, I'm legitimate. I'm a legitimate Israelite. He's not. I'm not a bastard. I'm the real deal. And I'm not an unqualified teacher. He is. And this, he did this in some, the thing is if it was just done in, you know, like nobody's name, This is an innocent man, Ray Bunzo. He's not doing anything to anybody, and he used this teacher's name to send this email. I give Mr. Bunzo much more credit than he would never use the terms that are put here. And he doesn't care about what I teach, as far as I know, at all. And so we know who it is just by the jargon. It was very simple to decipher. I think that this fellow has been a troll for so long that he has been dealing with people that he could fool for so long that when he tries to fool the legitimate brethren of the race of Yahweh, who are awake, he thinks he can get away with the same things as with the ones that are asleep, but he just can't. And as you lie to the Holy Spirit and you keep on doing the things he's doing to the people that have the Holy Spirit within them, the train wreck is about to happen. I'm not going to warn him. He listens to every show of mine, I'm sure. He's obsessed with me. He's got a real severe mental problems. And rightly so. If he is half Cherokee and half... Now, I thought Cherokees were white, but I don't know. He said he wasn't white, so he's Cherokee and something else. So therefore, he's corrupt. And the corruption is leading to chaos within inside of him and is manifesting on the outside. And the thing is that it's going to lead to his judgment. He was already kicked off of EFR. He was already judged there. Yahweh wasn't going to have it. He wasn't going to have him speaking. Now, I don't know what he's done since. I don't pay attention to him. I never did. I think I heard probably 3 sermons, and it was only because they were on EFR. And they were very poorly done. All I can say is there's lots of people giving sermons, but how much do you really learn when these people teach you? I find that there are many speakers for Yahweh, but I find that very few actually teach you anything in their sermons. It's not that they're trying not to teach you something. It's just that they're not gifted in that way. We all have gifts. I'll tell you, you can sit in a room with 30 white people, and the gifts that Yahweh has given his own people will amaze you. Everyone has their own gifts. This one has this gift. This one has that gift. We all have all kinds of gifts. And the funny thing is, I'm not jealous about somebody else's gifts. I'm happy that these people have their gifts. I'm not out to hurt somebody else because I feel like, well, this guy, I've been doing something longer than this guy, and I'm not getting the attention I think I deserve. And that's exactly what it is in many cases here. These people are just jealous of the fact that Yahweh has risen. He plucked me out of the fire and brought a stone to life. He brought a zombie back to life to teach his word. That's not the same as being full of legions of demons. He wouldn't have somebody do that. The Father took and plucked me out of the fire. And you see, there are those who rejoice at the teachings. The Father, there are many that are angered by the teachings because they're truthful. But there are many that are people of Israel that are overjoyed with the teachings. They are very pleased. They're very happy to have things confirmed. They're happy that these new nuggets of truth have come out. But again, like the priesthood in the time of Yeshua, when the truth came out of his mouth, the people of Israel rejoiced. But yet the Edomite Pharisee Jews were enangered, like this visitor is enangered. I'm not saying he's a Jew, but he's not an Israelite. That's what I am saying. And he's not qualified to be a pastor. Even if he was an Israelite, he's not qualified. The guy can't even spell laughable either. So the guy's got problems, okay? And I really don't want to waste my time with this character. But I mean, it came to the point where when I saw the name Ray, that's it. I mean, that's the end of it. You're using somebody else's name and trying to imply that this innocent fellow had sent this message to me. And that is not only attacking me, but it's attacking that fellow. You understand why I'm even wasting my time with this? So I'm not going to say, oh, it's sad because this fellow is not legitimate. No, I'm going to say that he was tricking you all along. He never was legitimate, and he never can be. And it doesn't matter how jealous he gets. It doesn't matter how many, you know, times he reports videos on YouTube to get our channel shut down. See, what he's doing, Skip Baker was another one who all of a sudden became very, very angry. And that could have been Visser too. Who knows? I don't really remember, but that could have been Visser. And doing it in Skip Baker's name, I really can't say. But he came out with some very angry emails. And the reason why I do think it was Skip Baker is because he did it to Chris Pede and other people as well at the same time. And Visser doesn't know those things. So, but this is pathetic. It's pathetic that we should have to deal with these things. And may Yahweh rebuke this false character and rebuke him and put him in a place where he can do no more harm to people. I don't care, you know, about me or anything like that. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's foolish nonsense. This fellow claims he's a pastor. If he was a pastor, he wouldn't have time to do these types of things. Number two, if he was a pastor, and he's not qualified, he wouldn't be trolling people. Because he would know that that was wrong to do that. You're dealing with somebody that's totally immature, that's mentally incapacitated, that wishes he could be an Israelite, but is not and can't be. And you can take it for what it's worth. I mean, to me, you know, whatever you do, you do. But the character himself said that he was not a white man. You can't preach Yahweh's word if you're not a white man. I mean, to be a legitimate priest in the kingdom of Yahweh. Do you hear that bell of doom? Ha, ha, ha. That was 11 for the Dukes of Edom. So, another show goes by. I've got a little ways to go. I might as well, you know, carry on for a little bit and speak to you about what's going on. There's not really much more to say about this fellow. But I'm sorry for you that were fooled by him. I'm sorry if you didn't know. But you know now and you have no excuse. There are cases with other people. We knew things about other people and we did not speak them because love covers. But in this case, I'm not bound to be. This is an enemy that is not of my tribes. Understand that. This is an enemy that I never even desired to have as an enemy. I really don't want anything to do with it whatsoever. I just want it to go away and leave me alone. And I'm not interested in what it has to say. I'm not interested in it at all. In other words, it, to me, is a waste of time. And I don't have time to waste with the hisser. You understand? I'll just let you know that, you know what I will tell you what caused this was I thank people on my shows. I say thank you for those who have donated and helped me in this time of trouble and in this time after I have moved. And that's what sparks it off. This is what the thing just can't shut its mouth. And I'm not going to stop thanking people. I already told you I'm not getting lots and lots of help. But I have to thank those that have helped me. And a few other people have stepped up to the plate, and I appreciate it so much. I mean, I must tell you, it really means a lot right now. Thank you so much. All I can do is carry on, you know, because I'm not going to let these types of attacks, usually I just throw them away. It's like there's a lot of mental cases that will write you, and the jargon that they speak, it doesn't make any sense at all. It's just nonsensical. And I believe it to be demons that are upset, and they don't even understand the jargon. You know what I mean? There's a fellow named Frederick Christensen and a few others like him. I mean, they're just nutbags. They're just cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. And really, they just go to the spam thing. I don't answer them. I didn't answer this one. You couldn't answer this one. There's nothing to answer. And if I really wanted to be to get to the IP address and all that, I could have done it. I know where it's coming from. I know who did it. It's so clear to me. Remember, though I'm not the brightest bulb, I am certainly adequate, quite adequate. I don't know who you think you're playing with. It's not like I can't be fooled, but you're not in my league, Mr. Visser, in any form or fashion. You're not in my race. You don't have my talents. And I'm not saying this as an ego. Our talents are given to us by the Father. You just don't belong, and you need to get away from us and leave us alone. You see, they came out from us because they were not of us. Does that ring a bell to you? They had tricked us that they were of us, but they were not of us all along. They were viperous snakes, though they might not be Jews. They were viperous and venomous. And they wish to cause harm. They wish to cause division. All the things the Jews love. And are active doing day in and day out. Mr. Visser, don't listen to my shows and you won't be upset. Go listen to someone else's shows. Don't bother even listening to our type shows. You're not of us. You have nothing to do with the white race. You're not white. Admittedly, you're not white. And if you people believe him, if he tells you that that's not true, well, that's in your, I leave that to your discernment. You'll know them by their fruits. And the fruits of this fellow have fallen off a long time ago and rotted on the ground. I see no good fruits. I see no work ethic. I see no nothing but problems coming from this fellow. And I don't mean towards me. I mean towards everybody, anybody, even before I'm even teaching. There was troubles with this fellow and trolling going on with the fellow. Let me ask you a question. Just listen. If somebody was a legitimate pastor, would they be trolling? You hear the crickets? Seriously, would they be doing something like that? If they knew that the father didn't, he hated somebody who bared false witnesses and somebody who lied and somebody who could cause discord among the brethren, would they be involved in those things? You know the answer. And that is, the discord among the brethren and the lies and the bearing false witness goes for the fellow that was taken out before him. Praise Yahweh that he will not let his remnant be deceived. Even if it were possible, he's not going to allow it. So you must praise him for that and thank him. Thank him always that he cares for us enough to pluck us out of the fire, enough to give us the golden nuggets of truth, enough to answer our prayers, enough to pay us any attention at all or pay us any mind at all, you know? For we have ignored him for long periods of time previously. As a race and as individuals. And many of our race still today has totally turned their backs on him, turned their ears away from him. And you wonder why we're in the trouble that we're in. People don't know that you're not supposed to eat pig. And they're eating it like it's going out of style. Pig is one of the cheapest things you can buy in the supermarket. There's plenty of it. But there's a shortage of beef, which keeps the price very high. But that's all just by chance, right? I mean, that's just happenstance is what it is, isn't it? Let's be real. Let's be real. And so I did this report because I didn't want to even mention this on Saxon's Creed because I didn't want to bring the show down, so to speak. In other words, you know, no point focusing on filth. I mean, we focus on our enemies a lot, but this is a liar that was close to us. A deceiver, a false witness, a non-white, who was pretending he was white, pretending he was one of us, and pretending he was a pastor. I'm sorry if you're angry with me for exposing this, but I'm really not sorry, but I'm sorry if it hurts you. I don't care about what it does to Visser because he knows what he is already. I'm sorry if you don't believe me. And you will one day if you don't now. Because all these works in darkness will be brought and manifested to light. Nobody's perfect. I'm not perfect. You're not perfect. That's why I always encourage people to keep your eyes on the Father. Don't follow me, follow Yahweh. Don't follow the Pope and the Catholic Church, follow Yahweh. You'll never be disappointed in Yahweh. But you will be disappointed in the Catholic Church and the Pope. You know, I had been talking, I only have a couple minutes, but I'm going to just say this. I had been talking how there are laws been put up so that the Adamic race cannot prune the garden. We're here to tend the garden, and Yahweh gave us laws of killing somebody, putting somebody to death for acts like pedophilia, murder, different types of things. And the Pope has just come out and said that no one should ever be put to death. It's against human dignity. So, right again, you can see that this Jew is doing the exact opposite of what Yahweh wishes, which is very Talmudic. You understand? Because that's the way it is. It's Talmudic. The Talmud, the books of the Talmud, are the opposite of the scriptures. Yes, I've proven that on my shows. They're anti-Christian. They're anti-biblical. They're anti-Yahweh. And you should see by what these Jews do that this Pope is a Jew, and he is, and that the Jews hate Christians, hate Christianity, hate Christ, and are still the Christ killers they once were. They can't change that with any Holocaust fable stories. They're still the Christ killers. And killing Christ is much more important, a much more important of a subject than killing Jews. Because they killed Christ, and that's certainly more important than some so-called Germans killing so-called Jews. I hope you understand that. And I hope you enjoy tomorrow's Saxon's Creed. This has been a News Bites special report. And until next time, smarten up and don't look down.